And joining us in studio, the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. Coach, congratulations on the selection.
Thank you, Bob.
What is it about the young man as a player that you really liked?
He's an aircraft carrier. 6'6 and a half, 329, strongest guy in the draft. Just real young man, just turned 21 a few days ago. Outstanding feet, plays on the left side, plays on the right side, wherever. Very, very good football player, and a young guy we're really excited about having here.
Coach, David said the biggest thing you can have on an offensive line is competition. That means you got a lot of choices and a lot of things you can move around. Does he give you that added? And obviously, you're not running the ball very well last year, so it's a need.
That's right.
So when you have competition there, does that push everyone to get better?
It certainly does. It pushes everyone to get better. It also makes for a real nice room. This kid will come in. He'll be a good part of that offensive line room. He's a tough guy. He's a young guy. He's kind of a little on the quiet side. He'll learn, I think, real fast and be very, very productive for a long time.
I think the thing that I think we'd all like to see is, you know, he has the potential. He's been right tackle. He's been left tackle. Right. How do we see this now fitting right now into the Giants offensive
line? Well, we'll worry about that when we get him in here. And, you know, we'll get together and talk about how that goes. Lots of conjecture about how we're going to do that. But you don't draft a guy at number 9 not to be a factor. And so that will be the starting point to make it highly competitive, to Carl's point, and then to let the best people emerge. But that young man is very talented.
Now, you've had the opportunity when David was playing to have guys that were utility players. Now, do you have a luxury with Rich Burke having played multiple positions, this young man having played multiple positions, Justin Pugh capable of playing multiple positions?
Schwartz plays multiple positions. We do have a lot of people that have played in different spots, and that's a good thing. But to solidify, as you know, to solidify and develop the bond that goes with that five guys is really what you're after, and that's a good starting point for us.
Coach, obviously, getting Rashad Jennings back from injury. You add Shane Vereen, who's a versatile back. And then you have Andre Williams going into year number 2. Everyone gets enamored with Odell Beckham Jr. and all the spectacular plays. But you still need to make the hard yard.
You do.
Is that what this is all about, too, in 2015?
Well, it's certainly about balance, again, about the ability to rush the ball. Because last year we pass protected pretty well. But we didn't run the ball the way we feel like we have to in our division in order to be successful. We also, you need to run the football to keep the other guy on the sideline. And so those things all enter into it. But again, solidifying those five guys up front. And again, to your point, having those people that can step in, God forbid a guy misses a game or two, that's very important as well. But to get that group up front and to have them know exactly what we want, and then to put them through the rigors of a preseason and come out the way we want to be a better, more productive offensive line, that's what we're after.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Obviously, this is just one of numerous picks that you're going to be making throughout the course of the weekend, but congratulations on the pick.
Thank you.
All right, that's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin joining us, talking about Ereck Flowers, who the Giants selected with the 9th overall pick.